Chapter 22. The tribes of Reuben and Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh return to their possessions. They build an altar by the side of the Jordan, which alarms the other tribes. An embassage is sent to them, to which they give a satisfactory answer. At the same time, Josue called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have done all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. You have also obeyed me in all things. Neither have you left your brethren this long time until this present day, keeping the commandment of the Lord your God. Therefore, as the Lord your God hath given your brethren rest and peace, as he promised, return and go to your dwellings and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Yet so that you observe attentively and in work fulfill the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, that you love the Lord your God, and walk in all his ways, and keep all his commandments, and cleave to him, and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." And Josue blessed them, and sent them away, and they returned to their dwellings. Now to half the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan, and therefore to the half that remained, Josue gave a lot among the rest of their brethren beyond the Jordan to the west. And when he sent them away to their dwellings, and had blessed them, he said to them, "With much substance and riches you return to your settlements, with silver and gold, brass and iron, and variety of raiment. Divide the prey of your enemies with your brethren." So the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and parted from the children of Israel in Salo, which is in Canaan, to go into Galaad, the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they were come to the banks of the Jordan, in the land of Canaan, they built an altar, immensely great, near the Jordan. And when the children of Israel had heard of it, and certain messengers had brought them an account that the children of Reuben, and of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, had built an altar in the land of Canaan, upon the banks of the Jordan, over against the children of Israel, they all assembled in Silo, to go up and fight against them. And in the meantime they sent to them into the land of Galaad, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and 10 princes with him, one of every tribe, who came to the children of Reuben and of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Galaad, and said to them, "Thus saith all the people of the Lord, what meaneth this transgression? Why have you forsaken the Lord, the God of Israel, building a sacrilegious altar, and revolting from the worship of him? Is it a small thing to you that you sinned with Beelphegor, and the stain of that crime remaineth in us to this day? And many of the people perished. And you have forsaken the Lord today, and tomorrow his wrath will rage against all Israel. But if you think the land of your possession to be unclean, pass over to the land wherein is the tabernacle of the Lord, and dwell among us. Only depart not from the Lord, and from our society, by building an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zeri, transgress the commandment of the Lord, and his wrath lay upon all the people of Israel? And he was but one man, and would to God he alone had perished in his wickedness." And the children of Reuben and of Gad and of the half-tribe of Manasseh answered the princes of the assemblage of Israel, "The Lord, the most mighty God, the Lord, the most mighty God, he knoweth, and Israel also shall understand. If with the design of transgression we have set up this altar, let him not save us, but punish us immediately. And if we did it with that mind, that we might lay upon it holocausts and sacrifice and victims of peace offerings, let him require and judge, and not rather with this thought and design, that we should say, tomorrow your children will say to our children, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? The Lord hath put the river Jordan for a border between us and you, O ye children of Reuben, and ye children of Gad, and therefore you have no part in the Lord. And by this occasion your children shall turn away our children from the fear of the Lord. We therefore thought it best, and said, let us build us an altar, not for holocausts, nor to offer victims, but for a testimony between us and you, and our posterity and yours, that we may serve the Lord, and that we may have a right to offer both holocausts and victims of sacrifices of peace offerings, and that your children tomorrow may not say to our children, you have no part in the Lord. And if they will say so, they shall answer them, behold the altar of the Lord which our fathers made, not for holocausts nor for sacrifice, but for a testimony between us and you. God keep us from any such wickedness, that we should revolt from the Lord, and leave off following his steps, by building an altar to offer holocausts and sacrifices and victims beside the altar of the Lord our God, which is erected before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the assemblage who were with him had heard this, they were satisfied. And they admitted most willingly the words of the children of Reuben and Gad and of the half-tribe of Manasseh. And Phinehas the priest, the son of Eleazar, said to them, Now we know that the Lord is with us, because you are not guilty of this revolt, and you have delivered the children of Israel from the hand of the Lord. And he returned with the princes from the children of Reuben and Gad out of the land of Galaad into the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the saying pleased all that heard it. And the children of Israel praised God, and they no longer said that they would go up against them and fight and destroy the land of their possession. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar which they had built our testimony that the Lord is God. Chapter 23. Jesu, being old, admonisheth the people to keep God's commandments and to avoid marriages and all society with the Gentiles for fear of being brought to idolatry. And when a long time was past, after that the Lord had given peace to Israel, all the nations round about being subdued, and Jesu being now old, and far advanced in years, Jesu called for all Israel, and for the elders, and for the princes, and for the judges, and for the masters, and said to them, I am old, and far advanced in years, and you see all that the Lord your God hath done to all the nations round about, how he himself hath fought for you. And now since he hath divided to you by lot all the land from the east of the Jordan unto the great sea, and many nations yet remain, the Lord your God will destroy them, and take them away from before your face, and you shall possess the land as he hath promised you. Only take courage, and be careful to observe all things that are written in the book of the law of Moses, and turn not aside from them, neither to the right hand nor to the left, lest after that you are come in among the Gentiles, who will remain among you. You should swear by the name of their gods, and serve them, and adore them. But cleave ye unto the Lord your God, as you have done until this day. And then the Lord God will take away before your eyes nations that are great and very strong, and no man shall be able to resist you. One of you shall chase 1,000 men of the enemies, because the Lord your God himself will fight for you, as he hath promised. This only take care of with all diligence, that you love the Lord your God. But if you will embrace the errors of these nations that dwell among you, and make marriages with them, and join friendships, know ye for a certainty that the Lord your God will not destroy them before your face, but they shall be a pit and a snare in your way, and a stumbling block at your side, and stakes in your eyes, till he take you away and destroy you from off this excellent land, which he hath given you. Behold, this day I am going into the way of all the earth, and you shall know with all your mind that of all the words which the Lord promised to perform for you, not one hath failed. Therefore, as he hath fulfilled indeed what he promised, and all things prosperous have come, so will he bring upon you all the evils he hath threatened, till he take you away and destroy you from off this excellent land, which he hath given you, when you shall have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he hath made with you, and shall have served strange gods and adored them. Then shall the indignation of the Lord rise up quickly and speedily against you, and you shall be taken away from this excellent land which he hath delivered to you. Chapter 24. Jesu assembleth the people, and reneweth the covenant between them and God. His death and burial. And Jesu gathered together all the tribes of Israel in Shechem, and called for the ancients, and the princes, and the judges, and the masters, and they stood in the sight of the Lord. And he spoke thus to the people, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt of old on the other side of the river, Thare the father of Abraham, and Nachor, and they served strange gods. And I took your father Abraham from the borders of Mesopotamia, and brought him into the land of Canaan, and I multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac, and to him again I gave Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir for his possession. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt, and I sent Moses and Aaron, and I struck Egypt with many signs and wonders, And I brought you and your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. Your eyes saw all that I did in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorite, who dwelt beyond the Jordan. And when they fought against you, I delivered them into your hands, and you possessed their land and slew them. And Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. And he sent and called for Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you. And I would not hear him. But on the contrary, I blessed you by him, and I delivered you out of his hand. And you passed over the Jordan, and you came to Jericho. And the men of that city fought against you, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hethite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And I delivered them into your hands. And I sent before you hornets, and I drove them out from their places, the two kings of the Amorites, not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I gave you a land in which you had not labored, and cities to dwell in, which you built not, vineyards and olive yards, which you planted not. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him with a perfect and most sincere heart, and put away the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, you have your choice. Choose this day which pleaseth you, whom you would rather serve, whether the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid we should leave the Lord and serve strange gods. The Lord our God, he brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and did very great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way by which we journeyed, and among all the people through whom we passed. And he hath cast out all the nations, the Amorite, the inhabitant of the land into which we are come. Therefore we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said to the people, You will not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God, and mighty and jealous, and will not forgive your wickedness and sins. If you leave the Lord and serve strange gods, he will turn and will afflict you, and will destroy you after all the good he hath done you. And the people said to Joshua, No, it shall not be so as thou sayest, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses, that you yourselves have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they answered, We are witnesses. Now therefore, said he, Put away strange gods from among you, and incline your hearts to the Lord the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, We will serve the Lord our God, and we will be obedient to his commandments. Joshua therefore on that day made a covenant, and set before the people commandments and judgments in Sichem. And he wrote all these things in the volume of the law of the Lord. And he took a great stone, and set it under the oak that was in the sanctuary of the Lord. And he said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a testimony unto you, that it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he hath spoken to you, lest perhaps hereafter you will deny it, and lie to the Lord your God. And he sent the people away, every one to their own possession. And after these things Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his possession, in Thamnath-Sareh, which is situated in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaas. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and of the ancients that lived a long time after Joshua, and that had known all the works of the Lord which he had done in Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had taken out of Egypt, they buried in Sichem, in that part of the field which Jacob had bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Sichem, for 100 young ewes, and it was in the possession of the sons of Joseph. Eleazar also, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in Gabbath, that belongeth to Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. Thus concludes the book of Joshua. The book of Judges, chapter 1, the expedition and victory of Judah against the Canaanites, who are tolerated in many places. After the death of Joshua, the children of Israel consulted the Lord, saying, Who shall go up before us against the Canaanite, and shall be the leader of the war? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hands. And Judah said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, and fight against the Canaanite, that I also may go along with thee into thy lot. And Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanite and the Pharezite into their hands, and they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adonibezek in Bezek, and fought against him, and they defeated the Canaanite and the Pharezite. And Adonibezek fled, and they pursued after him, and took him, and cut off his fingers and toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their fingers and toes cut off, gathered up the leavings of the meat under my table. As I have done, so hath God requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the children of Judah, besieging Jerusalem, took it, and put it to the sword, and set the whole city on fire. And afterwards they went down and fought against the Canaanite, who dwelt in the mountains, and in the south, and in the plains. And Judah going forward against the Canaanite that dwelt in Hebron, the name whereof was in former times Kiriath Arbi, slew Sisai, and Ahiman, and Tholmai. And departing from thence, he went to the inhabitants of Debir, the ancient name of which was Kiriath Sefer, that is, the city of letters. And Caleb said, He that shall take Kiriath Sefer and lay it waste, to him will I give my daughter Aksah to wife. And Othoniel, the son of Kenaz, the younger brother of Caleb, having taken it, he gave him Aksah, his daughter, to wife. And as she was going on her way, her husband admonished her to ask a field of her father. And as she sighed, sitting on her ass, Caleb said to her, What aileth thee? But she answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a dry land. Give me also a watery land. So Caleb gave her the upper and the nether watery ground. And the children of the Kenite, the kinsmen of Moses, went up from the city of Palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of his lot, which is at the south side of Arad, and they dwelt with him. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they together defeated the Canaanites that dwelt in Sephath, and slew them. And the name of the city was called Hormah, that is, Anathema. And Judah took Gaza with its confines, and Ascalon and Acharon with their confines. And the Lord was with Judah, and he possessed the hill country, but was not able to destroy the inhabitants of the valley, because they had many chariots armed with scythes. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said, who destroyed out of it the three sons of Enoch. But the sons of Benjamin did not destroy the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, and the Jebusite hath dwelt with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem until this present day. The house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. For when they were besieging the city, which before was called Luza, they saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, Show us the entrance into the city, and we will show thee mercy. And when he had shown them, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but that man and all his kindred they let go, who being sent away went into the land of Hethim, and built there a city, and called it Luza, which is so called until this day. Manasseh also did not destroy Bethsan, and Thanak with their villages, nor the inhabitants of Dor, and Jeblam, and Megiddo with their villages, and the Canaanite began to dwell with them. But after Israel was grown strong, he made them tributaries, and would not destroy them. Ephraim also did not slay the Canaanite that dwelt in Gezer, but dwelt with him. Zabulon destroyed not the inhabitants of Citron and Nahalol, but the Canaanite dwelt among them, and became their tributaries. Aser also destroyed not the inhabitants of Echo, and of Sidon, and of Ahalab, and of Akazib, and of Helba, and of Aphek, and of Rohob. And he dwelt in the midst of the Canaanites, the inhabitants of that land, and did not slay them. Naphtali also destroyed not the inhabitants of Bethsemes, and of Bethanath, and he dwelt in the midst of the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, and the Bethsemites and Bethanites were tributaries to him. And the Amorites straitened the children of Dan in the mountain, and gave them not place to go down to the plain. And he dwelt in the mountain Hares, that is, of Potsherds, in Ilon and Salabim. And the hand of the house of Joseph was heavy upon him, and he became tributary to him. And the border of the Amorite was from the ascent of the Scorpion, the rock, and the higher places. Chapter 2. An angel reproveth Israel. They weep for their sins. After the death of Josue, they often fall, and repenting are delivered from their afflictions, but still fall worse and worse. And an angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to the place of weepers, and said, I made you go out of Egypt, and have brought you into the land for which I swore to your fathers, and I promised that I would not make void my covenant with you forever, on condition that you should not make a league with the inhabitants of this land, but should throw down their altars, and you would not hear my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore I would not destroy them from before your face, that you may have enemies, and their gods may be your ruin. And when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, they lifted up their voice and wept. And the name of that place was called the place of weepers, or of tears. And there they offered sacrifices to the Lord. And Joshua sent away the people, and the children of Israel went, every one to his own possession to hold it. And they served the Lord all his days, and the days of the ancients, that lived a long time after him, and who knew all the works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the borders of his possession, in Thamnath-Sari, in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaas. And all that generation was gathered to their fathers, and there arose others that knew not the Lord, and the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Baalim. And they left the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed strange gods, and the gods of the people that dwelt round about them. And they adored them, and they provoked the Lord to anger, forsaking him, and serving Baal and Ashtaroth. And the Lord, being angry against Israel, delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who took them and sold them to their enemies, that dwelt round about, neither could they stand against their enemies. But whithersoever they meant to go, the hand of the Lord was upon them, as he had said, and as he had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. And the Lord raised up judges to deliver them from the hands of those that oppressed them, but they would not hearken to them, committing fornication with strange gods, and adoring them. They quickly forsook the way in which their fathers had walked, and hearing the commandments of the Lord, they did all things contrary. And when the Lord raised them up judges, in their days he was moved to mercy, and heard the groanings of the afflicted, and delivered them from the slaughter of the oppressors. But after the judge was dead, they returned and did much worse things than their fathers had done, following strange gods, serving them and adoring them. They left not their own inventions, and the stubborn way by which they were accustomed to walk. The wrath of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, Behold, this nation hath made void my covenant, which I had made with their fathers, and hath despised to hearken to my voice. I also will not destroy the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may try Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their fathers kept it or not. The Lord therefore left all these nations, and would not quickly destroy them, neither did he deliver them into the hands of Joshua. Chapter 3. The people falling into idolatry are oppressed by their enemies, but repenting are delivered by Othoniel, Aod, and Samgar. These are the nations which the Lord left, that by them he might instruct Israel and all that had not known the wars of the Canaanites, that afterwards their children might learn to fight for their enemies and to be trained up to war. The five princes of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Libanus, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entering into Emath. And he left them, that he might try Israel by them, whether they would hear the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses, or not. So the children of Israel dwelt in the midst of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And they took their daughters to wives, and they gave their own daughters to their sons, and they served their gods. And they did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they forgot their God, and served Baalim and Ashtaroth. And the Lord, being angry with Israel, delivered them into the hands of Chusan Rasathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and they served him 8 years. And they cried to the Lord, who raised them up a savior, and delivered them to it Othoniel, the son of Kenaz, the younger brother of Caleb. And the Spirit of the Lord was in him, and he judged Israel. And he went out to fight, and the Lord delivered into his hands Chusan Rasathaim, king of Syria, and he overthrew him. And the land rested 40 years, and Othoniel, the son of Kenaz, died. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, who strengthened against them Eglon, king of Moab, because they did evil in his sight. And he joined to him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and he went and overthrew Israel and possessed the city of palm trees. And the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, 18 years. And afterwards they cried to the Lord, who raised them up a savior called Aud, the son of Gera, the son of Jemini, who used the left hand as well as the right. And the children of Israel sent presents to Eglon, king of Moab, by him. And he made himself a two-edged sword, with a haft in the midst of the length of the palm of the hand, and was girded therewith under his garment on the right thigh. And he presented the gifts to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was exceeding fat, and when he had presented the gifts unto him, he followed his companions that came along with him. Then returning from Galgal, where the idols were, he said to the king, I have a secret message to thee, O king. And he commanded silence. And all being gone out that were about him, Aod went in to him. Now he was sitting in a summer parlor alone, and he said, I have a word from God to thee. And he forthwith rose up from his throne, and Aod put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly, with such force that the haft went in after the blade into the wound, and was closed up with the abundance of fat, so that he did not draw out the dagger, but left it in his body, as he had struck it in. And forthwith, by the secret parts of nature, the excrements of the belly came out. But Aod, carefully shutting the doors of the parlor and locking them, went out by a postern door. And the king's servants going in saw the doors of the parlor shut, and they said, Perhaps he is easing nature in his summer parlor. And waiting a long time till they were ashamed, and seeing that no man opened the door, they took a key, and opening they found their lord lying dead on the ground. But Aod, while they were in confusion, escaped, and passed by the place of the idols, from whence he had returned. And he came to Sirath, and forthwith he sounded the trumpet in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him, he himself going in the front. And he said to them, Follow me, for the Lord hath delivered our enemies, the Moabites, into our hands. And they went down after him, and seized upon the fords of the Jordan, which are in the way to Moab, and they suffered no man to pass over. But they slew of the Moabites at that time about 10,000, all strong and valiant men. None of them could escape. And Moab was humbled that day under the hand of Israel, and the land rested 80 years. After him was Samgar the son of Anath, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with a plowshare, and he also defended Israel. Chapter 4. Deborah and Barak deliver Israel from Jabin and Sisera. Jehal killeth Sisera. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord after the death of Aod. And the Lord delivered them up into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Asor. And he had a general of his army named Sisera, and he dwelt in Haroseth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 chariots set with scythes, and for 20 years had grievously oppressed them. And there was at that time Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, who judged the people. And she sat under a palm tree, which was called by her name, between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for all judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kedes in Naphtali. And she said to him, The Lord God of Israel hath commanded thee, Go and lead an army to Mount Thabor, and thou shalt take with thee 10,000 fighting men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will bring unto thee in the place of the tard Kishon, Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, and his chariots, and all his multitude, and will deliver them into thy hand. And Barak said to her, If thou wilt come with me, I will go. If thou wilt not come with me, I will not go. She said to him, I will go indeed with thee, but at this time the victory shall not be attributed to thee, because Sisera shall be delivered into the hand of a woman. Deborah therefore arose and went with Barak to Kedes. And he called unto him Zebulun and Naphtali, and went up with 10,000 fighting men, having Deborah in his company. Now Heber the Kenite had some time before departed from the rest of the Kenites, his brethren, the son of Hobab, the kinsman of Moses, and had pitched his tents under the valley which is called Sinim, and was near Kedes. And it was told Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was gone up to Mount Thabor. And he gathered together his 900 chariots armed with scythes, and all his army from Haroseth of the Gentiles to the torrent Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, Arise, for this is the day wherein the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thy hands. Behold, he is thy leader. And Barak went down from Mount Thabor, and 10,000 fighting men with him. And the Lord struck a terror into Sisera and all his chariots and all his multitude with the edge of the sword at the sight of Barak, insomuch that Sisera, leaping down from off his chariot, fled away on foot. And Barak pursued after the fleeing chariots and the army unto Haroseth of the Gentiles, and all the multitude of the enemies was utterly destroyed. But Sisera, fleeing, came to the tent of Jahil, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, the king of Asor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jahel went forth to meet Sisera, and said to him, Come in to me, my lord. Come in, fear not. He went into her tent, and being covered by her with a cloak, said to her, Give me, I beseech thee, a little water, for I am very thirsty. She opened a bottle of milk, and gave him to drink, and covered him. And Sisera said to her, Stand before the door of the tent, and when any shall come and inquire of thee, saying, Is there any man here? Thou shalt say, There is none. So Jahel, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and taking also a hammer, and going in softly and with silence, she put the nail upon the temples of his head, and striking it with the hammer, drove it through his brain fast into the ground, and so passing from deep sleep to death, he fainted away and died. And behold, Barak came pursuing after Sisera, and Jahel went out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, he saw Sisera lying dead, and the nail fastened in his temples. So God that day humbled Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel, who grew daily stronger, and with a mighty hand overpowered Jabin, king of Canaan, till they quite destroyed him. Chapter 5. The Canticle of Deborah and Barak after their victory. In that day Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sung and said, O you of Israel, that have willingly offered your lives to danger, bless the Lord. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, ye princes. It is I that will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, and passedst by the regions of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped water. The mountains melted before the face of the Lord, and Sinai before the face of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Samgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jahil, the paths rested. They that went by them walked through byways. The valiant men ceased and rested in Israel, until Deborah arose, a mother arose in Israel. The Lord chose new wars, and he himself overthrew the gates of the enemies. A shield and spear was not seen among 40,000 of Israel. My heart loveth the princes of Israel. O you that of your own good will offered yourselves to danger, bless the Lord. Speak you that ride upon fair asses, and you that sit in judgment and walk in the way. Where the chariots were dashed together, and the army of the enemies was choked, there let the justices of the Lord be rehearsed, and his clemency towards the brave men of Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates and obtained the sovereignty. Arise, arise, O Deborah, arise, arise, and utter a canticle. Arise, Barak, and take hold of thy captives, O son of Abinoam. The remnants of the people are saved. The Lord hath fought among the valiant ones. Out of Ephraim he destroyed them into Amalek, and after him out of Benjamin into thy people, O Amalek. Out of Machir there came down princes, and out of Zabulon they that led the army to fight. The captains of Issachar were with Deborah, and followed the steps of Barak, who exposed himself to danger, as one going headlong and into a pit. Reuben, being divided against himself, there was found a strife of courageous men. Why dwellest thou between two borders, that thou mayest hear the bleatings of the flocks? Reuben, being divided against himself, there was found a strife of courageous men. Galaad rested beyond the Jordan, and Dan applied himself to ships. Aser dwelt on the seashore and abode in the havens. But Zabulon and Naphtali offered their lives to death in the region of Merome. The kings came and fought. The kings of Canaan fought in Thanach by the waters of Megiddo, and yet they took no spoils. War from heaven was made against them. the stars remaining in their order and courses, fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon dragged their carcasses, the torrent of Kadumim, the torrent of Kishon, tread thou my soul upon the strong ones. The hooves of the horses were broken, whilst the stoutest of the enemies fled amain, and fell headlong down. Curse ye the land of Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to help his most valiant men. Blessed among women be Jahil, the wife of Haber the Kenite, and blessed be she in her tent. He asked her water, and she gave him milk, and offered him butter in a dish fit for princes. She put her left hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And she struck Sisera, seeking in his head a place for the wound, and strongly piercing through his temples. At her feet he fell, he fainted and he died, he rolled before her feet, and he lay lifeless and wretched. His mother looked out at a window and howled, and she spoke from the dining room, Why is his chariot so long in coming back? Why are the feet of his horses so slow? One that was wiser than the rest of his wives returned this answer to her mother-in-law. Perhaps he is now dividing the spoils, and the fairest of the women is chosen out for him. Garments of divers colors are given to Sisera for his prey, and furniture of different kinds is heaped together to adorn the necks. So let all thy enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love thee shine, as the sun shineth in his rising. And the land rested for 40 years. Chapter 6. The people for their sins are oppressed by the Madianites. Gideon is called to deliver them. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And they were grievously oppressed by them, and they made themselves dens and caves in the mountains and strongholds to resist. And when Israel had sown, Midian and Amalek and the rest of the eastern nations came up, and pitching their tents among them, wasted all things as they were in the blade, even to the entrance of Gaza. And they left nothing at all in Israel for sustenance of life, nor sheep, nor oxen, nor asses. For they and all their flocks came with their tents, and like locusts filled all places, an innumerable multitude of men, and of camels, wasting whatsoever they touched. And Israel was humbled exceedingly in the sight of Midian, and he cried to the Lord, desiring help against the Midianites. And he sent unto them a prophet, and he spoke, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I made you to come out of Egypt, and brought you out of the house of bondage, and delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and of all the enemies that afflicted you. And I cast them out at your coming in, and gave you their land. And I said, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. And you would not hear my voice. And an angel of the Lord came, and sat under an oak that was in Ephrah, and belonged to Joash, the father of the family of Esri. And when Gideon his son was threshing and cleansing wheat by the winepress to flee from Midian, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, The Lord is with thee, O most valiant of men. And Gideon said to him, I beseech thee, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why have these evils fallen upon us? Where are his miracles, which our fathers have told us of, saying, The Lord brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of Midian. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy strength, and thou shalt deliver Israel out of the hand of Midian. Know that I have sent thee. He answered and said, I beseech thee, my Lord, wherewith shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the meanest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, I will be with thee, and thou shalt cut off Midian as one man. And he said, If I have found grace before thee, give me a sign that it is thou that speakest to me. And depart not hence, till I return to thee, and bring a sacrifice, and offer it to thee. And he answered, I will wait thy coming. So Gideon went in, and boiled a kid, and made unleavened loaves of a measure of flour. And putting the flesh in a basket, and the broth of the flesh into a pot, he carried all under the oak, and presented to him. And the angel of the Lord said to him, Take the flesh and the unleavened loaves, and lay them upon that rock, and pour out the broth thereon. And when he had done so, the angel of the Lord put forth the tip of the rod, which he held in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened loaves. And there arose a fire from the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened loaves. And the angel of the Lord vanished out of his sight. And Gideon, seeing that it was the angel of the Lord, said, Alas, my Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said to him, Peace be with thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. And Gideon built there an altar to the Lord, and called it the Lord's Peace, until this present day. And when he was yet in Ephrah, which is of the family of Esri, that night the Lord said to him, Take a bullock of thy father's, and another bullock of 7 years, and thou shalt destroy the altar of Baal, which is thy father's, and cut down the grove that is about the altar. And thou shalt build an altar to the Lord thy God in the top of this rock, whereupon thou didst lay the sacrifice before. And thou shalt take the second bullock, and shalt offer a holocaust upon a pile of the wood, which thou shalt cut down out of the grove. Then Gideon, taking 10 men of his servants, did as the Lord had commanded him. But fearing his father's house, and the men of that city, he would not do it by day, but did all by night. And when the men of that town were risen in the morning, they saw the altar of Baal destroyed, and the grove cut down, and the second bullock laid upon the altar, which then was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this? And when they inquired for the author of the fact, it was said, Gideon the son of Joash did all this. And they said to Joash, Bring out thy son hither, that he may die, because he hath destroyed the altar of Baal, and hath cut down his grove. He answered them, Are you the avengers of Baal, that you fight for him? He that is his adversary, let him die before tomorrow light appear. If he be a god, let him revenge himself on him that hath cast down his altar. From that day Gideon was called Jerubbaal, because Joash had said, Let Baal revenge himself on him that hath cast down his altar. Now all Midian and Amalek and the eastern people were gathered together, and passing over the Jordan, camped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and called together the house of Ebiasar to follow him. And he sent messengers unto all Manasses, and they also followed him, and other messengers unto Aser and Zabulon and Naphtali, and they came to meet him. And Gideon said to God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, I will put this fleece of wool on the floor. If there be dew on the fleece only, and it be dry on all the ground beside, I shall know that by my hand, as thou hast said, thou wilt deliver Israel. And it was so. And rising before day, wringing the fleece, he filled a vessel with the dew. And he said again to God, Let not thy wrath be kindled against me if I try once more, seeking a sign in the fleece. I pray that the fleece only may be dry, and all the ground wet with dew. And God did that night as he had requested, and it was dry on the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. End of side two, please.